goes astray, and the flame dies away. You walk the lonesome night.
Hello again, my friends, and welcome to the show that never ends. Come inside, come inside. This is Friday at noon, so it must be time for the Divorce Hour with me, Larry Bloom. You know, I just heard my commercial, and I heard Sam end his show by saying the happiest person he knows around divorce. And I've been spouting the words for many years. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. Guess what, everybody? I can now speak from experience, and those words are true. So I am thrilled. I'm really very happy. And I have been walking on air for the past several days. I got divorced on Monday, and it was my pleasure to get divorced. Interesting experience. Everybody should do it at least once. Anyway, nobody likes a happy divorce lawyer. They think that we're not serious. They think that we're not going to do the job, which requires sometimes an incredibly firm hand and even a nasty attitude once in a while. So I decided to come back to reality, and I want to do a show about guilt and blame. I was asked, a year ago almost, Susie Smith was in here as my guest, and she was talking about divorce support groups, and in particular, one group that I was a member of and didn't participate too much in was the Mount Carmel, she called it the church group. It was actually done in a church, but it deals with the emotional support. And this season, I've been asked to be a facilitator. And in fact, I actually run two meetings. But obviously, I run the one about legal questions and answers, which is coming up in a couple of weeks. But two weeks ago, we had a subject of guilt and blame. And when they asked me to do that, my initial response was, sure, give the Jew the guilt show, so to speak. And, you know, after we laughed for a little bit, I realized that guilt is really, it's really right up my line. And I'm going to tell you, as Sam will tell you, this show is all about me. And I'm going to tell you my story. And my story isn't so much me, other than the guilt that I've experienced, but the reasons for that guilt that are peculiar to me. If you want to talk about guilt, if you want to talk about divorce, if you want to talk about both, or if you want to talk about anything else, we are here for the next 55 minutes to talk to you. Our phone number, as always, is 877-480-4120. Let me also plug a couple of upcoming shows. Next Friday is Good Friday, but as I just told you, I'm Jewish. I'm working, and I have a special guest who will be calling in from California, Aurora Winter, who is a grief counselor. I think it's important that we consider these emotional factors around divorce. You know, glee, which is the experience that I have felt all week, is all well and good, but that's short-lived, and it's the guilt and the grief and the anger and the loneliness and the stress that marks a divorce, and those are subjects that we will continue to explore here. I also have an expert on longevity, Greta Blackburn, who will be here talking about her book about telomeres. I don't know what a telomere is, but we will find that out. And longevity. Her tagline is 100 is the new 50. So that should be a very interesting talk. Not sure when that's going to be yet, but I'll keep you in the loop. Okay, guilt. Guilt is a funny animal. Makes you do insane things. For me personally, the most hands-on, proactive divorce lawyer around, it meant doing absolutely nothing and not acting to protect myself. I am a people pleaser. I know a lot of people don't think that, but I really am. Personally, I'm a people pleaser. One of my doctors calls it codependence. Go on the internet and Google codependence. It's an experience. As a matter of fact, he once got me to go to a Codependence Anonymous meeting. Did you know there was such a thing? I didn't. I also didn't know there was an Overeaters Anonymous meeting, and I really should be at that one. It wasn't for me. I had gone to an AA meeting many years ago with my brother, who was speaking. He was the featured speaker that day, and he asked me if I would come and listen to him talk about his issues and his story. And, you know, it was very interesting. It was very moving, and I understood it. But, I was in an unhappy marriage then that nobody knew about, and I looked at it from other angles. I said to him when we left, "You were very good, but what a great place to meet available, vulnerable women." So that was the way I viewed it. I have always tried to laugh my way through grief, through guilt, through depression. The old saying is very true. If you can't laugh, you're going to cry. And I have spent too many years crying. I also want to share a funny story with you. This has nothing to do about guilt. And then we'll get to guilt after the break. I am on a number of dating sites. I don't actively participate in them, but I'm on a few. Yesterday, I got an email from Match.com with a 93% compatibility rating, not from my ex-wife, but from the woman I dated for a year who broke my heart. And if I had gotten that 3 months ago, 4 months ago, 5 months ago, I might have been really upset. Now, I think it's the funniest thing in the world. I really do. You have to laugh. You have to be able to laugh at yourself, laugh at the situation. You're going to have to laugh at the system because the system sucks, and we can talk about delays in court and things like that on another show as well. But what you need to do is you need to go in with a good attitude. And I want to do a show. I'm going to bring my nutritionist back in to talk because she gave a talk in another group that I had about 10 ways to stay healthy, and I think that's really important. But we're going to come back in a little bit, and we are going to talk about guilt and blame and how they affect divorces. This is the Divorce Hour. I am your host, Larry Bloom, and we are here at Talking Alternative.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
I really need to take better care of myself. If only I had someone to help me with my lifestyle. I feel like giving up.
Is this you? Mind Over Matter Health and Fitness can help. If you're expecting an epiphany, chances are it's not happening. Mind Over Matter Health and Fitness can help you get back on track or start a new life in fitness. Join Joshua Margolis, fitness expert, at 212-865-9290 or visit www.mindovermatternyc.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Is appropriate guilt music. Who's making love to your old lady while you've been out making love? Believe it or not, that is not part of my guilt. My divorce is over. Thank God my divorce is over. And I could do a little true confessions, but I choose to not do so at this moment. I'll save that for a party on the air when I am perhaps drinking and have no problem saying anything. So let's talk about guilt, and I'm working off my notes from a couple of weeks ago. Guilt is a funny animal. It makes you do insane, I told you this already, makes you do insane things. And I told you I was a people pleaser. I'm sorry about that. So instead of ending my marriage or making myself happier, I dove into the Oreos. I dove into the potato chips. Those are my drugs of choice. I know my brother had other drugs, and we're going to get into that. But my drugs of choice have always been bad food for you and work. Work is not such a bad vice, if you have it, of course. In the last couple of years in the economy, when things were slow, being a workaholic is really counterproductive. So I'd eat the Oreos, I'd eat the potato chips, and every year I'd get heavier and heavier. And every year my blood pressure would get higher and higher. In fact, it got to the point where I was switching life insurance and wanted to bigger policy, since my kids are bigger and have bigger issues, and went for my physical, and I failed it. I'm just, you know, it's not one of those, well, we think you're a bigger risk, so this is your higher premium. It was, we're not insuring you. So that was one of my wake-up calls, and it allowed me to explore the root of all evil, shall I say. The truth was, I wanted to die. No one could blame me anymore if I just died. But I didn't have any alternatives, not really. I couldn't see dying. I couldn't see getting divorced at the time. I had watched my mother-in-law and my father-in-law take their elder daughter's divorce to heart to such a degree that it literally took years off their lives. Probably took years off my life, too, shuttling back and forth to hospitals. And I had already been hearing from she who shall not be named, it's your fault. It's all your fault. You'll never meet anyone. You'll die alone. That the last thing I wanted to hear from her was, you killed my mother. You killed my father. And the truth was, a large part of me would have believed it because I had seen the impact of their other daughter's divorce. And I also believed the garbage about it being my fault, about me never meeting anyone, about me dying alone. Well, I know that I meet people. I know that some things are my fault and some things aren't my fault. And I hope to not know for quite a while whether I will die with someone or alone. But how can I leave under those circumstances? So I just sucked it up. I slept in the twin bed. Now you have to picture this. I'm obese. Really the only way to explain my weight at that time. I was obese. I'm 6'4". And I'm sleeping in a twin bed in the guest room, while my 5'0" wife had the king bed in the master bedroom. I waited for my in-laws to die, literally. The guilt of leaving before that was just too much for me to face. I could handle it. I didn't have to be happy. I had, quite frankly, forgotten what happiness was. And I got to see my kids every day. I knew better than most people going through divorces based upon my entire adult life spent as a divorce lawyer, that if I left the house, I would be relegating to being a part-time father. I didn't want that, so I stayed. And how could I tell my own father? After all, my little brother was 6'5", worked out, not as heavy as me, but strong and, you know, with the strongest man I knew. But when he left his home, it was literally the beginning of the end for him. The guilt that my brother Richard suffered was so extreme, and you'll see why in a minute or two, that he eventually took his own life. Now, I want to give you a footnote. Before I did this show, Giorgio, who's got the nice Australian accent that you hear in the commercial breaks, that saying, this is the Talking Alternative Network, he formed the show. He actually formed the network, and he had his own show. Giorgio was an acupuncturist, very new wave, new age. Now he's in Thailand as a Buddhist monk. So I'm serious when I say he's new age, okay? Very heady guy. And he was an acupuncturist, and I was a skeptic. But I came in, and he treated me, and when I tell you it was a miracle, it was a miracle. I am a big, big fan of acupuncture. I think it's the greatest thing in the world. And I wrote the prenup that Giorgio had for his second marriage. So he sung my praises. So when he had his show, he had me on as a guest, not to talk about divorce, but to talk about divorce prevention. In fact, I did 3 shows before I started doing my own. During the second one, Giorgio knew the story of my brother, and I told it on the air. And I get home to Voldemort, and she says to me, I can't believe you took advantage of your brother's death like that for your own personal purposes. What a jerk you are. I still didn't leave. How's that? That was what I was a joke, being a jerk for. I still didn't leave at that point. Okay, so now you know my brother was an alcoholic, was also a drug addict, and that he took his own life. What I was concerned about was my father, and my father, in 2 weeks from tomorrow, or Sunday, one or the other, will turn 89 years of age. Sharp as a tack, doesn't move around so well, physically healthy, mentally as sharp as they come. But I knew he would connect the dots, and he would conclude that I was on the same course. I don't want to start to get into this before the break. My brother's story is so profound, and frankly, I'm sure I'll start to cry, and I don't want to do it with a very short time before the break. So what I'll do is I'll ask my listeners, if you want to get me off this topic, that's great. I can avoid crying. Call in 877-480-4120. I'd like to know what you guys have to say about guilt and divorce. This is Talking Alternative. You're listening to The Divorce Hour with me, Larry Blum.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Blum, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Blum at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
This ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry. Say, live and let die. Live and let die.
I am discovering in my old age that I really like Guns N' Roses. When they first came on the scene, I wasn't crazy about them. But now I really like them. That was Guns N' Roses covering Live and Let Die. If you haven't heard Guns N' Roses' version of the Bob Dylan classic, Knocking on Heaven's Door, go out and listen to that. Go on one of these wacky websites with music and just listen to it. It's great. Before I get back to the subject at hand, you can see I really want to avoid it. My divorce lawyer's secretary said, so are you going to come out with a new album to celebrate your divorce? And I said, what a perfect idea. And I put together an album. So if anybody wants that, email me at larry@divorcedbybloom.com. I'll be more than happy to get one over to you. It will be ready in about a week, maybe 10 days. I'm very excited about it. And there is a Guns N' Roses song on it. It's not Live and Let Die. It's not Knock, Knock, Knocking on Heaven's Door. It's Used to Love Her, But I Had to Kill Her. Okay, we are back. We are back talking about guilt again. Oh, first of all, hola, España. I want to welcome my listener from the island of Palma, just south of Barcelona. Thank you for joining us. I'm glad that you understand my English. It's not the best in the world, but it is what it is. We were talking about my brother. Okay, my brother, my baby brother. His wife was and is a brilliant person. A psychologist who can manipulate him, manipulate the system, and manipulate the law. I'll call her what my brother used to refer to her as. Satan. So Satan made up this story, pure fiction, that got my brother first thrown into jail and then thrown out of his house and away from his two young children, each under the age of 10. His children were his life. When he moved from Long Island down to Florida, he became Mr. Mom. He didn't have to work. He did some day trading, but he didn't have to work. His wife was worth literally millions of dollars. And there was nothing more pleasurable to my brother than to parent his two children. It was incredible. But it didn't end there. And before I even tell you the bad part about it, I'll tell you the funny part about it. I went down to Florida during the time they were negotiating the divorce settlement because he was going to court. And I figured, let me give him some moral support. So his lawyer, and he's got a lawyer, I wasn't his lawyer, finds out what I do for a living, and he insisted that I participate. Well, anybody who knows me when I've worked with another lawyer, because I've been doing it for 31 years, there's the old good cop, bad cop routine. And I think in my entire 31-year career, I've been the good cop twice, which means I've been the bad cop every other time. So I took the following role with my brother's divorce. I sat down the hall with them from Satan, and loud enough for her to hear, every 10 minutes I would go, "Then tell her there's no effing deal." And it seems to have done the trick, or I thought it did the trick. We got him a great property settlement package, and we got him alimony. How about that? But let's talk about what happened to my brother. His divorce, I just told you, I've been doing it for 31 years. His divorce is the worst divorce story I have ever heard. I've seen thousands of divorces myself. I've read cases of thousands more and talked to lawyers even more than that. But my brother's, hands down, was the most upsetting and upsetting experience you're ever going to want to hear, and I'm going to tell you now. Within a matter of a couple of weeks of my brother being thrown out of his house, Satan decided that the guy who was painting the outside of her house would become her live-in lover. Okay. Not, you know, worse things have happened than that. And it got much worse. Within a matter of a couple of weeks after that, he sexually abused both my niece and my nephew. Richard blamed himself, and he tried to kill his pain with his drugs of choice, alcohol and drugs. My brother had been an AA success story. He was one of those guys, he turns his life around. As a matter of fact, he met Satan at an AA meeting. So, but after this happened, it went through. He was miserable. And he couldn't hold a job because he could only think about his kids and what was going on. And while he was still living in Florida, he engaged in several suicide attempts. To tell you how the family felt about my brother's situation, my mother had actually prepaid three funerals, her own, my dad's, and my brother's. And by the way, anybody out there, pre-plan your funeral because it's much cheaper that way. When you're emotionally upset, you will spend more money than you certainly need to. And funeral homes are, much like divorce lawyers, bloodsuckers. Okay, so his children remained in Florida with their mother. And he couldn't see much time. He couldn't spend much time with them anyway because he was limited by court orders. And he only really knew work in the garment center. So he returned to New York under my watch. Those are words that I say all the time, and usually it's not a good thing when I say them. It seemed like he adjusted to life pretty well, or at least that was the face he put on. In fact, my brother, you know, they used to refer to my grandfather as a coxman. Okay, now if you know what that means, that's what my brother was. He was the ultimate ladies' man. But he was also a professional drug addict and alcoholic. And while he put on his happy face, he went doctor and pharmacy shopping. He went to several different psychopharmacologists, including one that was treating me, getting multiple prescriptions that he filled in different drugstores. I'm going to finish this particular story in a minute. Again, please give us a call at 877-480-4120. I think I'm doing pretty well so far at holding it all together on this. This is all about my guilt today. I do want to hear about your guilt. This is the Divorce Hour. I am your host, Larry Bloom, and we are here at TalkingAlternative.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
I really need to take better care of myself. If only I had someone to help me with my lifestyle. I feel like giving up.
Is this you? Mind over matter, health and fitness can help. If you're expecting an epiphany, chances are it's not happening. Mind over matter, health and fitness can help you get back on track or start a new life in fitness. Join Joshua Margolis, fitness expert, at 212-865-9290 or visit www.mindovermatternyc.com.
Did Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, we do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Joplin, taking a little piece of my heart now, baby. Ni hao, Beijing. Look at this. Look how international we are today. Listeners in Spain and China. How great is that? Thank you for listening. I'm in the process of talking about my brother's demise and how it made me feel guilty about starting my own divorce action. So one Thursday, he's up in New York. You know, after he had moved to New York, I realized I hadn't spoken to Richard during the week. No big deal. He was busy and active social life. In fact, he had such an active social life that he had two girlfriends, a mistress, and an ex-wife all at his funeral. So I left him a message on his answering machine Thursday. I did the same thing on Friday. Didn't respond to either one. Saturday was getting a little concerned, and I tried him a couple of times. Still no answer, still no response. On Sunday, the same. Monday, I went to court, because that's what I do. But my mind was not in the courthouse. It was on the Upper East Side. I eventually made it there, knocked on his door. He didn't want me to have a key. So I knocked on his door, no response. And at that point, I was a basket case. So I called the local precinct, and they said, call 911. I said to them, it's not a 911 call. Either he's not there, or he's already dead. Call 911, they said. So I did. 5 minutes later, police arrived, broke down that door in literally 10 seconds. He was in the bedroom. He had fallen off the bed with blood drained into his head, which had landed below his feet. He was red with eyes bulging, but lifeless. I then had to make the hardest telephone call of my life. I called my parents to tell them that their youngest child was dead. At that point, I was merely unhappy in my marriage. But that in comparison, my unhappiness seemed nothing more than a whiny complaint. But things developed, and, you know, the second call I made was to she who shall not be named. She asked, and I'm emphasizing that word, asked me if I wanted her to come into the city. I was so annoyed that she didn't say, I'm coming into the city, I'm on my way, that her asking the question was so offensive to me that I didn't want to feel that I had to take care of her under those situations when I needed to be taken care of. So I said to her, no, I've got it all under control. I had nothing under control. And I quickly called my best friend and I said, I need you. He came, stayed with me while we waited for the detectives and then while we waited for the medical examiner. We can talk about the funny stuff that went on with the detectives and the medical examiners, but that's for another day. So we buried him. Last fight I ever had with my mom was about how my brother's tombstone would read. She wanted it to say, beloved son, beloved father, beloved husband, beloved brother. And I said, number one, I'm his only brother, and I don't need you to say anything on the tombstone. Number two, he wasn't a beloved husband. He was divorced. And she said, well, his kids are going to come see his tombstone, and they should know that he was a beloved husband. And at that point, I realized that my mother had already prepaid her own funeral and that she wanted to be cremated. And I'm thinking to myself, Mom, you just said her kids are going to want to see the tombstone, but you're getting cremated. That's what I said to myself. I said out loud, Mom, he's your son. You do whatever you want. And that's what she did. Okay, so that event continued, finished up, and I continued to sleep in the guest room. I continued to suck it up and to not make waves. Surely how I felt was nothing compared to my brother's demons. But things had gotten worse. My mother had just had her third brain operation and was about to undergo spinal surgery. And then the killer. The diagnosis of Lou Gehrig's disease, and within 6 months of that diagnosis, she was dead. And my father looked like hell. And my mom's funeral, he couldn't stand up. He couldn't do anything. And I honestly did not give my father more than 6 months to live. So, I have my father who lost a son to suicide after his divorce, who had a wife who had the worst 10 years imaginable before passing away. How could I tell him anything negative about me, let alone that I wanted a divorce too? So I waited some more. There were other issues. My in-laws were dying, as I said, and my ex, she is my ex-wife, I can say that now, devoted herself to them, to her sister's kid, to everyone except me, and to a lesser extent, except our children. My son, who had always had learning disabilities, was really starting to suffer in school and was becoming oppositional. My daughter, and you've heard her on the show, who is a mature young woman today, was a teenager. With all the drama that teenage girls have, unbelievable drama, who knew? And then one of her classmates was raped and murdered. Again, my unhappiness seemed very insignificant in comparison. Separation and divorce seemed a luxury. It seemed petty. I felt guilty. So I stayed in the guest rooms. Oreos, Malmars, big bags of potato chips. That was my life. And I passed all of the psychological profiles for obesity. You know, put the psychological profile of an obese person is put a cookie on a plate in front of an obese person, will eat one cookie and be satisfied. Put 10 cookies on a plate in front of an obese person and he'll be satisfied. Put a whole box of cookies in front of the obese person, they'll eat it all, and maybe they'll be satisfied, maybe they won't be, maybe they'll want more. That was me. I was getting fatter, that was obvious. If I died, my pain would end, and there would be no guilt. And while I was more likely to describe myself as homicidal than suicidal, I wasn't taking any steps to take care of myself. As I said, I flunked the insurance physical. And I was, the joke used to be when my brother was alive, I was a few pounds from gaining the nickname of Fridge. That was my wake-up call. Did I want to live or did I want to die? Would I feel guiltier abandoning my wife or guiltier if I died and permanently left my children? I was just a few months away from my 55th birthday. Yeah, believe it or not, this golden-throated announcer is actually in his late 50s. But two-thirds of my life was over, and I was miserable. I knew I couldn't spend the last third of my life just as unhappy. And it was likely to be much less than a third with the way I had ignored my health. So we're going to talk about what I was, you know, the conversation I did have with my father when I ultimately left. I know we're going into a break, and I think we may even have a caller after the break. But, okay. No, let me get a little bit more. I found a place to live. I discovered Bob's Discount Furniture. Cool. And I told only those people who really needed to know. My father was visibly and noticeably upset. But when I finally explained to him that because of the ages of my children, what happened to my brother couldn't happen to my children. And I said, even if it did, I would be homicidal instead of suicidal. And he got that. And we are up against another break now. So please, if you want to call in, we are at 877-480-4120. This is the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom here at Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
This is Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Technology, fundraising, compliance, social media. Small and medium nonprofits have needs in all these areas. My guests are expert in all these areas and more. Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern on Talking Alternative Broadcasting.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, we do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
You know, we went back almost 50 years with that one. The Rascals, Ain't Gonna Eat My Heart Out Anymore. Still a great song. All right, My guilt didn't end. My father, in this first conversation, says to me, how long have you been unhappy? And without thinking, I just blurted out, 15 years. Can you believe that? I actually was unhappy for 15 years and did nothing about it. We have my children. One night my son screamed at me, you abandoned me. And I remember I was at the front door of the house. He was at the stairway on the second floor. My ex, now ex, was on the stairway in the middle. And I pointed at my ex and go, I didn't abandon you. I abandoned her. She also decided that we should tell both children at the same time. So against my better judgment, we schlepped my son down to Maryland when my daughter was in school so we could tell them something that they already knew from watching us. But the guilt didn't end there. It hasn't ended. And frankly, I've been so gleeful the last 4 days, I don't know if I still feel guilty about it or not. I'm sure guilt will come back. I'm out of the house. They all went to California for her sister's 60th birthday. But they neglected to change the emergency contact for the dog at the kennel. I'm thinking to myself, okay, I got a call from the kennel. And I'm thinking, don't let the dog die under my watch. Thank God he lasted another couple of weeks before she put him to sleep. Had it gone the other way, I would have heard, you killed the dog! Not only from her, but also from myself. So here I am today, and I wrote this right before, while I was still married, and now I'm divorced. Am I guilt-free? Not even close. My son recently called me to tell me that his mother refused to give him back his car. And I picked him up from work that night because he didn't want anybody else. Because his mother refused to pick him up, and I was out of town. I just came back early. He got in the car, and here is this 18-year-old boy who is almost as tall and big as I am. Strong man, very responsible today. He was hysterical, tears. And I felt guilty. But I got to tell you, I'm in a much better place today. Well, certainly today. But even last week, I was in a much better place than I was before that. My 18-year-old son lives with me. My daughter repeatedly says that she's grateful for having at least one sane parent, and I presumably that's me, although she hasn't said that. And she says she's going to resume her education. Believe it or not, I didn't finish this. I know that the show is almost over. I want everybody to stay tuned to my good friend Tony Martinetti. You know, I was talking to Sam, and Tony and I are like Felix and Oscar. He, of course, would be Felix Unger, and I would be the slob, Oscar Madison. So you can imagine what he does after I'm done messing up the studio. Come back next week. I will be with grief counselor Aurora Winter. Future shows, Greta Blackburn talking about longevity. Maybe we'll do some more fun stuff. We'll talk about loneliness. We'll talk about money. I know people like the money cop topics. Have a great week, everybody. Enjoy the weekend. It is springtime. For those of you to whom this applies, happy Passover. This has been the Divorce Hour. I have been Larry Bloom. Who I am after this is, I'm not sure. But you're listening to us at TalkingAlternative.com.
Bombadida, 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 about the clouds when we're together, just
sing a song and think about sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again.
You are listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
I really need to take better care of myself. If only I had someone to help me with my lifestyle. I feel like giving up.
Is this you? Mind over matter, health and fitness can help. If you're expecting an epiphany, chances are it's not happening. Mind over matter, health and fitness can help you get back on track or start a new life in fitness. Join Joshua Margolis, fitness expert, at 212-865-9290 or visit www.mindovermatternyc.com.
TalkingAlternative.com.